boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Technology and dating in this world is absolutely so hard to understand.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot to navigate.
Mm-hmm. Well, anytime that I message Neighbor Man, the only way that we have messaged back and forth is like Facebook Messenger, but he ended up giving me his phone number. So now I have his phone number now too. Okay. So we have texted a couple of times, but now I'm confused because I'm like, okay, do I send him a text message or do I send him a Facebook Messenger? This whole time, we've always just sent messages through Facebook Messenger. But now I have his phone number. So is he trying to tell me he wants me to text him instead? Right. I'm really, really confused. So I would really like to send him a message right now, but I'm waiting for him to message me because I don't know what platform I'm supposed to message him on. So I'm waiting for him to text me. I don't know, something like, hope you're having a great day or something, whether that's from Messenger or text message, because I need to know what platform we're supposed to be using right now because I have no freaking clue.
Okay. I guess I've never really thought about it that deeply.
I might be overthinking it, but
slightly.
I don't want to send a message first because I'm like, well, maybe he doesn't want to text or maybe he doesn't want to use Facebook Messenger anymore. I don't know what to do.
I feel like normally when you give somebody your phone number, it's kind of like, okay, let's get off Tinder. Let's get off Snapchat.
That's true.
Let's get off, in your case, Facebook Messenger, and you can have my phone number. So I feel like that's what I would do if I were you.
So you're saying send a message through text message.
Yeah.
And not wait for him.
Well, I mean, if you have something you want to say, or what if he's sitting at work thinking the same thing that you are, and then you're never going to talk again because neither of you will just pick which app to use.
That's true. We're just going to be sitting in silence.
It'd be a really weird ending. I feel like I'm having to talk you off a ledge a bit, Destiny.
It's pretty much every day.
Your current crisis is that you don't know what app to message Neighbor Man on because you started on Facebook Messenger. Uh-huh. Now you've got the phone number and you literally can't even like make a decision to start a conversation, which I'm like,
that's why I'm avoiding him today, because I don't know which one to message him on.
Okay, other person out of the question, what would you choose? What would your preferred be? Because I don't care what app it is. I'm choosing texting always. If you need me, please just text me. Don't Snapchat me. Don't send me an Instagram DM. I'm not going to answer probably.
Oh, God, don't send me an Instagram DM. No. I mean, call.
You do love a phone call.
I love a phone call. Email. If I was to put them in order, phone call, don't touch.
I'm talking about your personal life right now.
Call, email. I love a good email. Okay. You know I do. And then I would say that it's based on my schedule of the day. From there, we're going to go on my day. In the morning, you can text me. I'm very reachable that way. And at night, I'm reachable through text message. But when I'm at work, I don't even know where my phone is half the time. It's sometimes across, it's like in another room. I've left it there. I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. It's on the other side of the studio or something. So I would say Messenger is then the best way. Because I'm always on my laptop scrolling through Facebook.
Facebook Messenger is how to reach you.
Or an email. I'm being serious.
I want to email you and be like, hey, can you pick me up a coffee on the way to work? See if that really works.
Work.
I'll report back.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I am all for the self-care TikToks that are going viral at the moment. And this new trend that I'm seeing makes me so excited. I think you might like this one.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to do this, actually, before I get too far.
What's that supposed to mean?
Let me tell you, there's a new trend called speech fasting, where people avoid talking until noon.
Yep, I'm out.
So it's kind of like, you know, your people, there's different diets where people are like, oh, I fast until this time, or I don't eat past this time. This is the same concept, but with talking. So you don't whisper, you don't talk to anybody until noon. And it came from a singer, obviously, because that's their instrument that's like good and healthy for their voice. But there's some studies behind it that long periods of silence can help lower your blood pressure. They can level out your stress hormone that's called cortisol. So now I'm like, I'm not talking to anybody before noon anymore. It's for my health.
That's what you're going to use as an excuse in meetings.
Absolutely.
They'll be like, okay, Taylor, what's your idea? Can't talk at all.
It's
for my health.
I think I could do this 100% because there are days that I do this on accident where I like will say bye to my boyfriend in the morning and then I don't talk to anybody for three and a half hours. Mm-hmm. And I am very happy doing that. You, however, I think would lose it.
Oh, I already know I would lose this. You're now forcing me to be with my own thoughts alone. Me with them. There's a lot of them up there. That's not going to happen.
No, I, you know what? I don't want to hear what happens if you do try it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Light the candles because I've got a date with the president. Not just any president, President of the United States of America.
Is it a dollar bill?
No, I didn't even think about that. You know what? That's genius. No.
I just am really trying to figure out how you're trying to pull a fast one on me.
Me and a dollar bill.
How did you manage a date? Is there a dating app I don't know about?
Oh my God, can you imagine? Date a president.
Somebody should make that happen.
I don't know. Well, you know, you always get scammy text messages and emails and all sorts of things all the time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got a scammy text message today, but I'm like, God, if this was real, it'd be kind of cool.
Okay.
It's a picture of the president with some people.
Like a selfie?
It really is. It's a selfie with some people. It says, folks, and it's the president and their wife. And I got dressed up to meet a couple of our contest winners, and I'd love to meet you next. Will you chip in $25 to be automatically entered to win an all-expense-paid trip to meet me and my wife? We'd love to see you. And then you click the link
I hope you didn't click that link.
I didn't click the link.
Oh, good. Wow.
But imagine if that text message was real and all I had to do was pay $25, all expenses paid, and I got to meet the president.
I got a lot of concerns about this.
What?
They didn't disclose the location of where the date's happening.
I didn't even think about that.
And that's probably why they wanted you to click the link. I know everybody gets so annoyed with spam calls and scammy text messages. Like, you got offered to go on a trip with the president, I guess.
See you later. And only it was going to cost me $25 if it was real.
Still yet to click on the link. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but, you know, let me know if you do click on the link because I'm curious. Some of them like that are so, like, silly, goofy, that they're kind of fun to receive. And my favorite type of scam call, shockingly enough, because normally those are just so annoying and frustrating, but I kind of like the ones where it's a guy being like, hey, I'm from the Linn County Police Department or whatever county they choose. And they're like, we need to ask you some questions. And my first thought is like, I trained for this. I have watched every true crime documentary, movie, you name it, I've seen it. And it's really too bad that my services as a detective with absolutely no experience or qualifications isn't being used. So every time I get that call, I'm like, man, if only this was actually
real. Have you ever thought about playing along?
No, I never let it go that far because I don't know. I just get scared that they're taking my information as I'm speaking.
Oh, you don't know what you may be saying something.
Right.
That could be giving them things that you don't know.
But I am tempted. I'm like, do you need me to come to the witness stand? Because I don't know what this is even about, but I will. I'll do it.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm not going to be depressing today, actually, because I don't really care about like the temperature outside. I still know it's not great. I could tell you it's windy, though. And why do I know this? Because there are a million flags out in our front lawn now.
Why?
There's a person with... I've never seen this happen before. You know those, like the orange flags that get put into the lawn, or sometimes they're yellow. I don't know what all the colors means, but there's a person with a contraption that's putting the flags in the ground. I've never seen this.
Well, a contraption?
Yeah, she's now out of your probably line of sight. Looks like she might be clocking out for the day, walking back to the vehicle.
What is she doing?
I don't know, but there. Do you see how many flags there are out there? It's kind of beautiful almost. It's
like the 4th of July.
It is. It is kind of like the 4th of July. And I'm so glad to have be able to say that I can have seen this now. Because normally you just wake up one morning and you're like, oh, our yard got flagged. But now...
You had to watch it happen.
Yeah, there was a contraption that she would stick in the ground.
I figured she just went down there and put them in herself.
No.
I didn't know there was like a little gun or whatever
I guess, kind of. At first I thought it was a leaf blower, but then suddenly...
It looks like a leaf blower?
It looks a little bit like a leaf blower. And now... Flags everywhere.
What are they doing? You know what the flags are for?
I don't know. I don't know what they mean. There's a lot of them, so I hope it's not a bad thing, because if it's a bad thing, we got a lot of bad things going on in the front lawn.
Huh. Weird.
So, now I'll know.
Now do I go out and pull all of them out?
Just so she can come back and we can watch her do it all again? No, I think that would be pretty upsetting.
That would be so bad. I'm not going to do that.
I don't think you should do that.
Time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I'm thinking about breaking the rules tonight.
You say this every night. It's either you're breaking a rule, you're breaking up a family, you're breaking up a relationship. So what's new?
Well, one of us might get fired, but because
that's
I...
You.
Yeah.
Got it.
I was kind of thinking, because I come up with the trivia question, it's probably going to be me who's going to get fired, but I'm definitely breaking the rules tonight, and I do not care.
Okay. Don't let the door hit you, or the good Lord split you.
I'm thinking about your childhood, Taylor. You remember how Mama Kris Jenner, I know she probably said this to you at least like 100 times. If you're going to act like an adult, I'm going to treat you like an adult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was threatening, right?
Yep.
Well, you know what? If the weather outside is going to act like winter, we're going to treat like it's winter.
What does that even mean?
It means tonight. We're doing Christmas.
Christmas?
We're doing Christmas.
Did you bring a gift? Dude, you screw it up every time. I swear.
Shoot.
You're almost there and then you ruin it.
We're doing Christmas trivia. Because if it's going to look like Christmas out there and it's going to act like Christmas out there,
might as well
we're
be
doing it.
Christmas.
Might as well be Christmas. So you know what? Screw it. I'm breaking the rules. Tonight's trivia question. 20% of people have forgotten to buy this for children at Christmas. What is it?
This is great because if you forgot it, it's just 4 months late. You can
go to the store.
It's super helpful.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9. Nobody likes this. Nobody's having fun.
No, I'm definitely not.
No. This weather absolutely sucks. I'm hearing everybody talking about it at the office today. You go to the grocery store and they're like, you see that weather outside? Yeah, I see that weather outside. It sucks.
There's no avoiding it, and it just doesn't feel right.
No.
On April 3rd.
Oh God, no. So the only thing I can think to get us in, I wouldn't say good, I wouldn't say decent, a mood.
Okay, yeah, let's
get
in a mood.
That's what I'm going to say, a mood, as I think we have got to embrace it a little bit, and it makes me think of Christmas somewhat.
So not quite.
We're doing a Christmas trivia question tonight because of the weather.
Christmas in April. That's a new one.
Never heard that before.
Whatever.
The question is, 20% of people have forgotten to buy this for children at Christmas. What is it?
Sam said, I think that at least a few times as a kid, my parents forgot to buy cookies for me to put out for Santa.
No.
Rats. And then I feel like that happened at least once as a child. And then you get real creative. You're like, well, what if we leave out vanilla wafers and whipped cream and
Santa like that?
Chocolate syrup? He's got to be happy with that.
Does he want my crayons? Maybe he needs crayons.
Yeah, you make a barter. You're like, I'll leave you my 4 broken crayons. Hopefully you still leave me presents.
Ian says stocking stuffers.
That'd be easy to overlook.
Oh, yeah.
Christy said a gift for the kid's teacher.
Yeah, you're so busy with thinking about family and everybody else. Yeah. How could you? Yeah, you totally forget about the teacher.
That's one of those people that are lower down on the list of what's on your brain that I'm sure it was forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Call me crazy. I might go home and watch a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Okay, now that's too far. Now you're losing it completely.
Maybe Elf tonight.
No, that's leaning into it too much. That's almost like manifesting the opposite of what we all want.
Sorry. I'll go home and watch, I don't know, and I'm trying to think of a summery type movie.
And anything that is not a Christmas movie.
Well, this trivia question tonight's got me in the Christmas spirit. Probably just me, though.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
The question is, 20% of people have forgotten to buy this for children at Christmas. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
batteries.
Does that ever happen to you?
No. Well, yeah, because you get a toy from Santa or you get a toy from like a family member and you're like, great, this is awesome. What am I supposed to do with it, mom and dad?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was my dad's job, was like the putter together. And he'd be like, oh, no, that's a battery that we do not have in stock.
Tune in tomorrow night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I kind of feel like a millionaire. Like, I feel like millionaires always feel lucky, you know, because they're filthy rich.
Right.
But I feel like a millionaire because I feel so freaking lucky right now because I scored at the drive-thru. And we want to hear from you. Have you ever scored through the drive-thru? Like, what did you get for free? But you and I went to McDonald's and you didn't order any food. You were just going to get a soda.
Yeah, I needed some caffeine. I needed my fix.
And I was like, well, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat. So I ordered, a McChicken, medium fries, and then a soda as well. But then when I opened the brown bag, I noticed I did have my McChicken. I had my medium fries, but I also had an extra medium fries.
Mm-hmm. There's no joy like being like, wait a minute. Oh. And then did you check the receipt?
Yeah.
Because they didn't charge me for that. That's like bonus fries.
I know. I didn't ask for that. I didn't get charged for it. So then I gave it to you because I was like, well,
let's talk about who really benefited. Me. I benefited.
Taylor won. But that's not the first time that I have totally scored through the drive-thru.
You got more free stuff?
Oh, 100%. This happened to my mom, and I'll never forget about this because I felt kind of like a bad kid. We were going through the McDonald's drive-thru, and we ordered, it was my mom and all my siblings. So there's four of us kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be pricey, you know?
Definitely.
We're all ordering kids' meals or something. So we're all ordering something. We get up to the first window. They don't ask for our payment because the first window wasn't open. We get up to the second window and they hand us our food. My mom has her debit card ready to go, but they never asked for it.
No way.
And then they are like, okay, have a great day. She drove off.
She kept going.
She's like, don't tell anyone. And that's when my criminal history began. No, I'm just kidding.
Now everything makes sense.
It feels so wrong, but oh, so right. Why not?
Wow, that's some deep emotions talking about free food.
Come on, it's free food, Taylor.
I don't even care if the fries are $1.99. When they're free, they taste better.
They're so much better. We want to know, what did you get for free at the drive-thru?
What'd you get for free?
They messed up my McFlurry, so they gave me a free ice cream cone.
So you got a McFlurry and an ice cream cone then?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That is pretty cool. I feel like you always get something free if they mess something up and they like know about it. My favorite things, and I feel like this happens at a lot of different coffee places, but it's happened to me at least once at Starbucks where I've ordered something like on the app or like pre-ordered it and you show up and they're like, oh my gosh, you ordered a medium and we accidentally made you a large. So you just take the bigger size and you're like, oh, that's awesome. I just saved like $1 or $2 or however much. But there was one time specifically where that thing happened, but they made me the bigger drink and then they made the actual drink that I ordered. So I ended up leaving with two drinks.
They gave you the big one and the small one?
Yeah, they were like, oh my gosh, we messed this up. Sorry. So you could take the big one and we made the one that you actually ordered. And I was like, what? I would have just taken the bigger one, but okay, I'll surprise somebody at school.
Would you? I was going to say, what'd you do with it?
I think I gave it to my roommate at the time because I was like, if I drink that much coffee, it will be good for nobody.
Call me crazy, but nothing can make me happier than when you order like a 10-piece chicken McNuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 11-piece chicken McNugget.
That is...
for the price of 10.
Like hitting the lottery. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it really doesn't matter. That extra bonus nugget means so much to me.
Means the world to me. And we want to know, what did you get for free at the drive-thru? Todd, what did you get for free?
So a couple of years ago, I was driving Uber, and I picked up a fare, and he goes, can we drive through Taco John? I'm like, sure, I don't care, whatever. He had like three buddies with him in the back seat. And he goes, I want one of everything. Him and his buddies eat a couple of items each, and he left the rest with me. So everybody after that got free food the rest of the night.
That is ideal.
Because
he
cool.
got some, the rest of his Uber riders got some. Everybody won
probably
that
probably helped
night.
His score and everything.
Yeah, 5 stars, 100%, if I got a free taco.
That kind of makes me think about this one time. I remember it was like a Sunday morning. I was about to make breakfast, and I heard a knock at the door. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm in my Sunday pajamas. I ain't going to answer that. So I didn't answer it. And I kind of like let them go. And then I watched them get into their car and I watched them drive away. I didn't think much of it. But mm-hmm. then I was like, well, what'd they leave at the door? Open the door. 2 gigantic bags were left at the door. It was DoorDash or Uber or some Uber yeah. Eats or something. And it was IHOP. Somebody had ordered IHOP for their party or something, but they put the wrong address in.
Oh, no.
And it was, I'm telling you, a buffet of IHOP.
And you kept it and you ate it?
Well, what I did is I called. I feel like it was Uber or DoorDash or something. I called because I could see the receipt. I called them and they were like, for health reasons, we can't take it back.
Right.
Because we don't know if you've touched it. We don't know what happened. So that person needs to actually file a claim on their app. You get free food. I was like, oh, I do now. Me and my ex at the time, it was me and my ex, and we just had a buffet.
The amount of pancakes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's the luckiest day ever.
Not sure if it was because I had like my lucky pair of underwear on or what, but when you go through the drive-thru and you notice they give you more than what you should have gotten, it's the best day ever.
I know. I need to figure out like what is the routine that I do that happens. Mm-hmm. Is it when I wear sunglasses, when I don't?
Your lucky underwear?
What's the common denominator?
I need to figure this out because I want 11-piece chicken McNuggets when I actually order 10.
Nobody's ever going to be mad about a free McNugget.
Mm-mm. Or free medium fries when you didn't order medium fries.
Feels pretty good every single time. What have you gotten for free?
Okay, so mine wasn't at a drive-thru, but I went to a furniture store and bought furniture, and like they convinced me to open up a card because I got a discount if I charged it all on a card. And they delivered it to my house, and months went by, and I never got a bill. And so I started to panic that like I was going to have all these late payment fees and all of this stuff. And so I called their credit card company, and they looked at my card, and they told me that I had never used my credit card. So even though I had like a bed and end tables and 2 dressers, like they delivered it all, but never actually put the charge on the new card that they opened for me.
Oh my God. Now are you like, I wish I would have gotten more?
Well, and I still have it because I just can't let that bedroom furniture go knowing how good of a deal I have gotten on it, even though it's probably like 15 years old at this point.
There's some luck in that furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sometimes you go on a first date, spend about an hour and a half with somebody, and at the end of it, you're like, eh, that's not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I guess. Well, that mindset may be a thing of the past because nobody anymore wants to waste their time going on dates willy-nilly. So there's a magic number of how long you should be spending on your first date to find your forever person.
Ooh.
Do you want to guess how long that first date should be? According to this new study and dating expert.
12 hours.
Well, no. Okay, that's a little long.
I don't know. You made it sound like it would probably be long.
I think it's long. It's not 12 hours long.
I'm thinking they're thinking that you would go to dinner and it would hit off so well, so you would take it back to your place for more conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually maybe you'd go home. I don't know. So 8 hours.
No, 5 hours.
5 hours.
5 hours apparently is the new thing. It's slow burn dating where 5 hours is enough time to prove if that person is going to last in your life. So obviously they say that you should maybe take a little bit of time before the date actually happens to find out if you even want to spend more than 30 minutes with this person. So you could do a virtual vibe check, aka get on FaceTime with the person and make sure that they're not a robot. But yeah, they say 5 hours is the perfect amount of time to be able to talk about what you want in the future, your own family, what your life's like now and what you see in the future.
Plenty of time to trauma dump.
Trauma dump.
I love a good trauma dump.
Your hobbies, your interests, and then even come up with ideas for future dates and how you want to navigate the relationship in the future.
Yeah.
I even after hearing all of that, I'm like, wow, 5 hours is a really, really long time.
I don't think so.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Well, it depends. I mean, if I'm vibing with you, 5 hours, I'm totally down with it. If I'm not vibing with you, please, for the love of God, let's end it in 20 minutes. You know what I mean? But if I'm vibing with you, we could go for 5 hours because it's not going to feel like 5 hours to me.
I still feel like, what's the saying? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I feel like that's kind of the fun part about dating is you go on an hour and a half date. Dinner, movies, whatever. And then you have to leave and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss that person. And then you're excited to see him again. I think after 5 hours, I'd be like,
I kind of like it when you go out on a date with them and then, you know, you end up like, okay, wait, like even though the restaurant's about to close, I still want to keep hanging out with you. Like, I like the conversation. So you're like, let's go to the conversation in the car or let's go back to my place and let's just keep talking or whatever. Like that. That's more where you get to 5 hours because you're like, I just don't want to leave you.
And now I'm packing my bags and I'm moving in.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I have become a crazy pet parent over the last, I've almost had my cats for a full year. And I am losing my mind, honestly. I buy them everything that they could ever want. All the toys, little cat beds, cat scratchers.
God, they're spoiled.
They are, and I'll admit that. But now there's something that my boy Cat Romeo thinks is his, and it is not. It is actually not meant for any cat at all. And that is my boyfriend's muscle massager.
Is that little gun thing that has like a little ball at the end and it like vibrates?
Like a Theragun, they're called. So my parents actually got him that for Christmas this past year because we borrowed theirs once when I had a really bad kink in my neck or something and he didn't want to give it back. He wanted to just steal it from my parents. So they got him his own for Christmas and he uses it every once in a while if he's sore after a workout or like yesterday his ankle was really sore. And I've noticed now that Romeo, my cat, knows what it sounds like when he's unzipping the case. And he knows the sound of the Theragun and he jumps up on the couch, the bed, wherever that he's doing this and he will sit and he will nudge his head into the Theragun, which I don't know how it doesn't hurt his little head, but he loves this thing. And it turns into, oh, I'm recovering from a workout to, oh, this is Romeo massage time. So now it's like it's his Theragun.
Do you ever just get it out to just massage the cat?
No, because I don't want to encourage it. Because anytime I've used it, I'm like, oh my gosh, my legs are really sore. And then I'm interrupted and I can't even like do what I need to do because I've got a cat nudging and biting at it the whole time. I don't think anybody plans to be a crazy pet parent. Mm-mm. It just happens to us. You start buying stuff and then you start buying stuff and letting your cat or dog decide it's theirs.
Honestly, they just start taking over everything.
They really do. So I want to know what has been taken over in your place.
Okay, so I don't have a cat, but neighbor man has a cat, Luna, and she has decided not only that she's going to start living at my place a lot more and not pay for rent. Honey,
that's what gets me.
Honey, you owe me some money. But it's funny because she is holding me hostage right now. I would love to take down my Christmas tree. We're into April 4th, Taylor. And I know you think I'm nuts. And
oh,
I've
called you out for it.
I know I'm a Christmas lover. I said I was going to keep it up till February, but I'm at to the point where I'm like, all right, I'd like to take this thing down. It's April.
Mm-hmm.
Luna won't let me.
She loves it.
She loves it. She sleeps underneath it. I now have a bed for... I moved a freaking bed under me.
You are in so deep now.
I know. I have a bed underneath there for her. So I'm like, okay, if I take this tree down, I have to now get her another tree of some sort. I don't know what I'm going to do, but she has to have a tree at all times.
Well, yeah, because you're kind of in a pickle here. Do you leave the lights on?
No, I don't. But then when she looks sad, I turn her lights on. I'm like, Luna, you want your lights on?
So you're,
she's running my world.
You're right. She's running up your electricity bill, or you're buying a new tree. Either way, she's running you dry.
What are you doing right now?
Hanging out.
Oh.
I'm like, what does it look like I'm doing?
She's like, I'm working if the boss is asking.
I am hard at work, per usual.
You listening with your little ears. What are you doing right now? Are you in your car? Are you at work?
In the shower. This is cool. Weird. This is weird now.
Hi, how's the shower? Is it nice and warm? It's probably wet, isn't it?
It's fogging up in here. Okay, anyways.
Pass the soap.
Okay. Anyways, okay, well, why do you care what they're doing?
I don't know. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, there's a podcast that you can always listen to. It's called Those Girls in the Afternoon Podcast. Even if you're in the shower.
Right.
Sudsing up.
If you're in the shower and we're not on the radio, we are on our podcast.
I thought you were going to say, if you're in the shower and we're not in the shower with you.
Well, I mean,
we're going to be in the
dream big, buddy. That's not happening. Sorry. You can listen to the podcast, though. That's always there for you.
Well, we may not be taking a shower with you, but we will always be in podcast form.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon Podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.